Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. As you know, on the final Friday of each and every month, we bestow the Lieutenant Jan McTernan Blue Friday honor. Well, you're looking at your calendar going, wait a minute, this is November. You're right. We didn't have the calendar set up right on our part to get this done in October. So we're going to air this on November, the first Friday in November. But I'll tell you what, the award is so well deserved. It just had to hit the airwaves. We do this with a local Virginia law enforcement officer, Central Virginia police officer, deputy sheriff, state police officer, state trooper. We've had them all, special agents from the federal agencies as well. And I got to tell you something. We've got a gentleman with us today who I just think is really going to blow your socks off. Sergeant Thomas Jefferson from the Petersburg Bureau of Police. Sarge, thank you for being here.
No, thank you for having me.
It's good to have you here. And it's always an honor to have somebody in who has done this job for a while. You've been on the job for 17 years.
Yes, sir. 17 and a half.
Oh, 17. Now that you're counting. All right. I understand.
17 and a half and enjoyed every moment of it.
Well, tell me a little bit. What prompts you 17 and a half, 18 and a half years ago to say, law enforcement might be the way to go?
Wow. I'm guessing it started when I was young.
Yeah.
I had a fascination by military, Army.
Okay.
As a kid, I always wanted to go into the Army. Didn't work out that way. Went to college, played a little ball, but I still had that desire to serve and still, you know, wanting to be a part of a team,
right.
I decided to go into law enforcement, and I felt like I never left the ball team, and just joined a different team with a different uniform and a different sport. And,
yeah.
So I stuck with it, but that was my desire as a kid. It fit, you know,
yeah.
I was in love with it as soon as I started.
I love that. I love that. Now, the play calling is a little different than it might be for some other activities. But so you're fascinated by this essentially your whole life. You grow up and you get to a point and say, I want to serve. That still defines who law enforcement officers are, right? Servants?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Serve, protect. The slogan that we've all heard since we were kids.
Yep.
It's a big part of it, serving a community, serving others, and making what's wrong right, you know,
yeah.
fixing the problem, a big part of it, and putting those bad guys behind bars is a huge part of it.
It absolutely is. So why Petersburg? Has it always been Petersburg?
No, actually, I knew nothing about Petersburg. I'm actually from Kansas, state of Kansas, born and raised. And when I moved here, probably around 2005, I knew nothing but Richmond. That's the only part of the city I heard about. I started applying. I saw a commercial on television with several Petersburg officers. So I applied at two places, actually, Petersburg and Hanover.
Wow.
And didn't know the distance between where I was staying at in Chesterfield to Hanover, but I knew the distance from Petersburg to Chesterfield, so it made it quite easy for me when I applied. I got hired, and it was just, you know, just happened to be up at night, saw TV, a commercial, and chose Petersburg.
That is
glad
true.
I did.
Yeah, well, I know that the Petersburg Bureau of Police, the staff, the command staff, very happy that you chose Petersburg. But boy, there's a stark contrast, isn't there, between police officer in the city of Petersburg and deputy sheriff in Hanover County. You couldn't find agencies that, at least on first glance, are that much further apart.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. And I think because, and I should have mentioned, I was a deputy sheriff in the state of Kansas, city of Wyandotte County, city of Kansas City. I was more comfortable with being a sheriff in the sheriff role.
Wow.
So, and then stepping out of my box was, okay, let me try to my hand at being a patrol officer.
Okay.
And hitting the streets instead of working in the courts and stuff like that. So that was the major choice that I made to step out of that comfort zone. And yes, you're right. It is very different county and city. So
it is very different. Sergeant Thomas Jefferson is joining us from the Petersburg Bureau of Police. He is the October recipient of our Lieutenant Jan McTurnan Blue Friday honor. All right. So you're born and raised in Kansas. You're here in Virginia now. Let me ask you the most important question. Are you still rooting for the Kansas City teams?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh,
die
oh,
hard.
No.
Yeah. I'm a Royals.
Okay.
Kansas City Chiefs fan. Sporting KC, our soccer team. I don't even watch soccer, but I support them. But I do love Virginia.
Okay.
But the heart says Kansas City.
All right. Well, the Chiefs have done okay the last couple of seasons.
I think so.
They're in good position right about now. So here you are. You're in the city of Petersburg. You are looking at the city of Petersburg as something brand new. You said you weren't familiar with it per se. You now are charged with protecting, serving, defending that community. So tell me a little bit about the education you got in that community in the city of Petersburg.
Absolutely. It started with field training.
Right.
I think we had a great core of senior officers when I first started in 07, where officers were willing to take you underneath their wing, show you the ropes, show you the right way. And if you were driven and if you were meant to be in this career, you took those lessons from those senior officers.
Yeah.
And then you applied it to, you know, how you wanted your career to go. So I give a lot of ups to them, to those guys who came before me, showed me the ropes, who grinded, who put, you know, 30 plus years into this.
Yeah.
And it was kind of easy for me just to, you know, follow in their footsteps and then try to teach the other guys under me the same way, you know. So
well, that's, you know, that's the way it's supposed to be, and in some cases that's just not true, but in some agencies that is the case. I am always impressed with the Petersburg Bureau of Police, and I always cherish the opportunity to highlight one of the folks from Petersburg for any number of reasons. Petersburg, I think, sometimes gets a really bad knock, right? It's just like reflex. People say something about Petersburg, and I'm thinking you've got some amazing people in the city of Petersburg. You've got wonderful history. You've got some great restaurants. Chief Christian still owes me some lunch, I know, at Wabi Sabi. But I mean, I don't want to bring that up in front of him. I mean, but that is the case. But there are great people there in Petersburg. Are you seeing a struggle on the part of the people in the city of Petersburg? Say, hey, wait a minute. It's enough with some of these stupid jokes. Let's look at who we are. We're doing some great stuff here.
Oh, absolutely. And you can't help but to be inspired by the progress the city has been making.
Yeah.
I've seen it. Over 17 years, I've seen it. We're starting to boom.
Yeah.
If you're not on board that train, you should get aboard, you know. I've seen it. To this day, even yesterday when I was working, I spoke to some young people about, you know, progression.
You know,
we can't stay and continue doing the same thing we've been doing. We got to move forward.
Yes, sir.
That means, you know, cutting out the nonsense. No more fighting over these petty things. Presenting ourselves in a better light, a better example in a community. If you want this, you know, for example, apartment complex that is terrible, if you wanted to change, you got to make the change yourself. So,
that's right.
But yeah, I see it, and I see the progression the city is making, and I'm excited. I can't wait to do another five or six more years.
Five or six more years. All right. Now, I want to remind everybody, Sergeant Thomas Jefferson is joining us. He is the October recipient of the Lieutenant Jan McTurnan Blue Friday honor. He's with the city of Petersburg, the Bureau of Police in Petersburg. Now, Thomas Jefferson, man, you were destined to come to Virginia, right? You had no choice.
Absolutely, yeah. It was meant to be.
Yeah, well, we're glad to have that other Mr. Jefferson here as well. I'm telling you, this is some good stuff. So you talk about the great education you got, field training, working with older officers who said, hey, Jefferson, come over here. Let me explain to you the way things work, and here's how you stay safe, and here's how you're keeping people safe. What about new guys coming on the job? Are they getting the same sort of love and proper handling from the FTOs these days?
You know, I like to say yes.
Yeah.
But I'm not everywhere at once, so I can only speak for the guys on my squad.
Good.
The senior leadership we have on our squad, we're passing it down to the newer guys during the field training process. So we're teaching, and we're trying to, you know, mold great officers once they come in, because it is new. It's different, especially if you don't grow up in a city like Petersburg.
That's right.
It's going to be, you know, totally different from what, you know, they live in their normal lives. So,
yeah.
But we try our best to train, to teach, and it's very important process.
Yeah, it is. It's a vital process. Tell me a little bit about your other assignments, because you've spent a huge chunk of your career in patrol, day in, day out, seeing people up close, personal. But you were also a detective, major crimes, right?
Absolutely, yeah, major crimes. I also worked vice narcotics for several years. I actually started there. Enjoyed that a lot. You know, responsible for getting those drug dealers off the street, long-term investigations. But one of my most rewarding was in my time in major crimes, homicide. I took a liking to it. Sometimes at great costs. To my family, to my mental health. Sometimes, you know, because you dive into these cases, and you kind of feel responsible for getting justice for family.
Yeah.
But it was the most rewarding. Once the case wraps up, or you know you get someone in cuffs and in court, it's the best feeling ever.
Yeah.
And, best feeling ever.
Yeah. Now you get promoted to sergeant. You go back to patrol. You're talking about doing another 5, 6. I was looking at Chief Christian. He was thinking more like 8, 9. But I mean, I'm just telling you. Do you look at patrol as your call, and you say, yeah, you know what, I may want to go back to some plainclothes operations at some point?
I did initially.
Yeah.
But I think the mindset I'm at now, I believe training up the younger officers is the key to success in this department. If we get the young guys on board with doing the things the right way,
right,
with working hard and grinding, it's gonna, everything else falls into place. You know,
yeah.
We have less homicides, we have less, you know, thefts and incidents out here on the street, because these officers are now confident, they're proactive, they're out there and they know what to do, and I think the department would be better for it. You know?
Yeah,
I still have that itch to go out there and, you know, run a whole case, a homicide case, but. Or run some drug work, but
right.
I think the most important thing is training these younger officers up and getting them on the right path.
Well, God bless you, my friend, because that is, I think that's such a vital component that many times gets lost. There are people going, nope, I'm following my own path. This is what I want to do. And it goes back to that thing you said at the very beginning, Sarge, which was about being a servant, right? This is all about being a servant, servant leadership, and taking this next generation who... It's sort of funny, you talk to them or you spend time with them, you're going, wow, it's a whole different media concept, right? They were listening to music I didn't listen to or you didn't listen to. They didn't watch, I don't know, Adam 12. They watched something else. And you've got to somehow get on their level, but then also share with them this tradition that righteous police officers have, and that's doing the right thing.
Absolutely. Well said, yeah. I couldn't have said any better. That's exactly how I feel. You know, this new age of officer, they're totally different generation. However, it's the same goal.
Yeah.
Stopping crime,
yeah.
Fighting crime. And these techniques that we use are the mindset and the grind that we used back in 07.
Mm-hmm.
And guys even before me.
Yep.
It's the same.
Yeah.
It was taught to me and it could be taught to the newer generation of officers. And we can keep pushing forward and making City of Petersburg very safe.
I love it. Now, how do you get them to transition from all the emojis to actually writing a report with words? Is that a challenge these days?
Yeah, it is. And I probably read a report with a LOL in there or something. It's a challenge, but it's an easy one to overcome.
I love that. I love that. Sergeant Thomas Jefferson with the Petersburg Bureau of Police. Tell me a little bit as we sort of wrap things up here, Sarge, about the people in the city who are saying to you, I hope, thank you for doing what you're doing. Do you get any thanks every once in a while at least?
Oh, yeah. Every once in a while I do. I get a thanks. It feels great. And I don't do it for that.
Right.
I get more pleasure in knowing that something is done right and correctly and somebody was helped. Whether they say thank you or not, I walk away from most calls feeling, okay, this is how it's supposed to be done.
Yeah.
It was set right.
I love that.
But yeah, when they do say thank you, it feels great. Most importantly, just making sure I do it right is the best feeling ever.
I hear you. So the guys that are on your squad, if they had to talk about you for a second, I'm just curious, what would they say? And not the colorful stuff after something goes sideways. I mean the good stuff, day in and day out.
Oh, well, they'll say he's willing to get down there and do the dirty work.
There you go.
I don't hesitate. Most supervisors, when you get to a certain level, you're no longer doing the grunt work.
Right.
You know, me,
right.
I love the grunt work. That's how it starts, you know. You can show others how to work and grind hard by actually doing it yourself. So I try to do it myself, and they usually follow that example. And there's no hesitation on when we have to do something. They know if Sergeant Jefferson is doing it, I can do it as well.
I love it. Well, there you go. That's the definition, Sarge. That's the definition of a cop's cop. Right, your old sleeves get the job done, and then go on about your business. Make sure everybody goes home the same state they came to work in. I'm thrilled. I've had the opportunity to bring you in here just for a couple of moments. I want people to hear this story. It's such a good one. Now, I mentioned to you that we got a few gifts for you, and I know that the ticker is running for, what'd you say, 10, 12 more years, whatever it is, so you actually pull the pin and retire. Now, none of this is going to get you any close to retirement. I don't know how to break that to you, but it might make you a little happier for the day. We got a buddy of mine, Tony Brewster, who's down in Chesterfield County. Tony put together a whole golf course that raises funds to give prizes for this little thing we do. And so you've got $200 in gift cards.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Cards from from Tony Brewster, Jamie Walter, who was Mike Walter's wife, and their kids. Jamie has put together a beautiful letter. There's a special challenge coin in there. There's some gift cards in there, and it's just one of those letters as a police widow that is going to touch you in a lot of different ways, and it's something you really. You got to take a look at it and really take to heart. We've got some Jeff Katz swag. We got cups and pens and all that other good stuff. We have a beautiful thin blue line flag for you. And that's made by Pastor Steve Boots from Mount Victory Baptist Church in Goochland. He's actually the lead police chaplain for Henrico, their police division. So you've got that. You've got a Jeff Katz Show challenge coin, which only goes to those who have received the Lieutenant Jan McTernan honor, and that is actually financed. I have to say thank you to Mike McTernan, Jan's son, one of Jan's sons, and Mike foot the bill for all of these challenge coins. He owns and operates Prince George Towing down there on the south side of town. I want to tell you a little bit about Jan McTernan, for whom this is named. When I came to Richmond, Jan was very much like my second mom. I don't know how, I don't know why, but Jan said, I'm going to look out for you. And I became part of Clan McTernan once I showed up. Jan was a Marine. Jan was a police officer in the city of Richmond. She did things that, frankly, women just didn't do. You know, she made it into the United States Marine Corps. She made it to the point where she retired as a lieutenant from the city of Richmond as a homicide detective. Jan was just an amazing woman, and I'm just so thrilled that we're able to name this in her memory. And then finally, I got a little something for you, and I'm hoping you'll appreciate it. This is actually my favorite part of the gift pack, and that is the thin blue line bracelet. I got a friend of mine, Emily Morrissey, who lives down in Midlothian, and Emily is 26 years old. She has a CP and a couple of other challenges that she deals with. Well, throughout her time in school, they found she had a love for making bracelets, had a love for working with beads. So her folks and her brother set up a company, Emily'sBracelets.com. She makes these beautiful bracelets. She makes them for sports teams. I think, because I got a hookup, you get a Chiefs bracelet if you ask nicely. Awesome. Might be able to get you that. But I joke with Emily. I tell her that I only wear my Emily's bracelets on days that end in Y. So I got that covered, and you will have one of those as well. I just have to say thank you. I really do. I appreciate you making time for us today. Lord knows I appreciate you taking the last 17 and a half years to serve the people, but also to lead the people, to look out for those young men, those young women who are coming on the job, who need to know how they do it, how they take care of the community right, how they take care of themselves right. So thank you, man. I appreciate what you're doing.
Thank you, Jeff. I appreciate that, man. And I mean, all these gifts, I definitely appreciate it. And I won't remember all their names, but you thank them personally for me.
I will do that.
Thank you.
Absolutely. That is Sergeant Thomas Jefferson. He is the October recipient of our Lieutenant Jan McTernan Blue Friday honor. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.